All right. I hear it's a good morning. This is CST 1611 Web Server Administration on Wednesday, February 2nd, and I'm your instructor, Jim Martinson. So today we're going to learn a little bit more about how the server works. We're going to talk a little bit about containers and then about aliases and redirection. So inside of Apache, when you're doing the configuration, there are various directives that are really container directives for, well, other directives, okay? One of the big ones is a directory container. So you start it, and you know, the syntax for configuration directives inside of Apache, the containers are very much similar to, code you'd see in HTML. And HTML was based on SGML, and that gave us the basis for XML and other languages. But you have an open angle bracket and then the name of your directive. Sometimes there are parameters to that directive right there inside of the opening directive line. And then that the container is closed with a open angle bracket slash, same directive name, right? In this case, directory, and then the close angle bracket, right? Or as most people would call them, the less than and greater than symbol. But that's how they work these. So the directory directive encloses a group of directives that will apply only to the name directory, okay? It will also fall down into subdirectories of that directory and their files, okay? Any directive that is allowed in the directory context may be used. And whenever you look up a directive, it will show you where it's possible to use it. So directory can be used in the server config. And that by that, they mean the root of the configuration. So not inside another container. So they've got a primary one right here, and that directory is for slash, which means the root of the drive, and doesn't allow any overrides, and all are denied, okay? So nobody can get any files. That's just a safety directory directive, so that Apache can't throw out any files currently. All right. Then they set up a default one. This was done by Apache House. First, they'd set a document root. And the document root is the server root htdocs. I suppose I should. They had serve root is a variable that was also set in here. I'm not gonna jump to it. It's there. So by using dollar sign and then in parentheses, you're loading that variable. And this is wherever Apache was installed. And then they're moving on to the htdocs, right? And they're using that same one for the directory. So overall, Apache is going to use the HT docs inside the Apache 2.4 folder as its default loading directory for files. And then they're putting in a directory directive, okay? They're setting options. They're allowing indexes and following symbolic links. They're not allowing any overrides and require all is granted, which just means everybody, anybody can see those files. Okay. They also set one up for a file to do CGI, which we're going to talk about later. So they have a directory directive for that one. Again, it's not allowing any overrides. There are no options. So you won't get an index if you go there or anything like that. And you are, however, granted, right? Require all granted so you can get files or Apache will serve them up. And then we use that same directive in our first virtual host. Right. Most of us put it simply in data www. Some of us have it in different drive letters or no drive letters. And some of us have it in a different path altogether. If you're using another path or another drive, just remember, stick with that because it's up to you to get it to work. And we have all options on. For whatever reason, it doesn't do multi-views when you do all. And we're going to cover options later. We are going to allow overrides, and we're going to explain those later, and require all granted. So we're using that directory directive to set ours up, okay? They're doing indexes and follow symbolic links only for their options. No big deal. you can also use regular expressions. So this tilde means I'm going to be giving you a regular expression. Okay. This is new in 2.4. And I'm going to show you this one really quick. So directory match uses a regular expression. And that is the only difference between the directory directive, which tells Apache how it's supposed to deal with writes inside of a specific directory. Okay. And the directory directive, but they've added the possibility of using the tilde. That actually just turns this into directory match. You guys understand that? Anybody have a question about that? Okay, and then this is a regular expression, and I'm not really going to explain those to you. That's beyond the scope of this class, but just for the fun of it, the caret means start at the beginning. So we are going to be starting at the beginning, and then they have a slash www slash, and then they have 0 to 9 as a set. They're in square brackets. That means there has to be a number 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That will match any of those. And then in braces, they have the number 3. So there has to be 3 of them. So this will match the folder slash www slash 000 all the way up to slash 999, right? Match directories in slash www that consists of 3 numbers. If you have multiple non-regular expression directory sections, match the directory or one of its parents containing the document, then the Directives are applied in the order of shortest mast first, interspersed with the directives from the HD access file. Now, you only get the HD, you only allow the directives from HD access if we don't have allow override none. So on the root directory, they have allow override none, but in the home directory, they have allow override file info. So the HD access file could now do file info overrides. Okay. So to access to the document home web dir.html, well, they overrode the HD access file. Then they allowed the file info. And then in the HD access file, okay, right, apply any file info directives in the HD access file in home or home web. So the HD access file that's in home would take effect. HD access file that was in web inside of home would take effect. An HD access file that was inside of dir, inside of web, inside of home would take effect. And they'd all take effect one after another. And we are going to talk about those override files or HD access files again at a later date. Okay. Regular expressions are not considered until all normal sections have been applied. So I could have a directive for a specific directory, and then I could have another directory directive that matched that as well. And so I'd have two directives for the same directory in essence. One of them was just a total string match. The other one was regular expressions. But the regular expression is done later. Regular expression won't be considered until after all normal directory and HD access files have been applied. Then the regular expression will match. And this is a difference that you normally have. When you have a directory directive, that will apply to that directory and all subdirectories and files in that directory. HD access files then modify that. But in the case of a directory match, right? Both of those happen just like normal, but then the directory directive that you did with a regular expression takes effect. And that could undo what was done by an HD access file or by the directory directive or, whatever directives you had in that original directory. And this says, by the way, this one says, grab any directories that end in ABC. The dollar sign means the end. Okay. So they're saying, the default access for directory slash is to permit all access. That's not the case anymore. Apache House has already set it up. So the core sets it up to all denied. They don't have the path in quotes, and it does not need to be in quotes unless there's a space in one of the folder names. So more of my never use spaces in folder names. I know that if you're using Windows, the operating system does, but it's always been a horrific idea. It always causes issues. And I guess, well, Microsoft just doesn't care. Okay. Right. Directory match, it's all essentially the same thing. Um, That's a different directive. That's the document root directive. Any questions about directory? Okay. Another container you're going to see is files. Again, it's a container and you put the directives you want inside of it. Okay. So it limits the scope of the enclosed directives by file name. So here you're putting up a directive for only the file cat.html. Now, that doesn't have a folder name in it. It's just a file name. So it could be in any subdirectory that you have in your website. But it'll grab whatever directives you put underneath there will apply to cat.html. This is a kind of a regular expression. However, they allow you to put the two wildcard characters into a normal file name, or in the case of directory, I think you can use it in a file path. Excuse me, a directory path. The question mark means any one character. The asterisk means zero to any number of any characters. So this would apply to bat.html, cat.html, hat.php, right? Cat dot, this is a very long file extension, okay? And then, of course, you can turn files into files match with the tilde. And then you're writing a regular expression. And so a period has a special meaning in a regular expression. So the backslash negates that. So it just becomes a dot. And then they have a different type of set. They're using parentheses instead of the square brackets, and they're doing an OR. So it's dot, GIF, or JPE, might have a G after it, okay? In this case, the question mark doesn't need any one character. It means it may also have this, and that's because of this. And I'm not gonna, like I said, this is not a regular expression class. So this would match a GIF, a JPE file, or a JPEG file, or a JPG file, or a PNG file. So essentially, you're grabbing most of the image files that you'd be using on a website, right? There's a new one out now that they're trying to foster. A lot of editors, however, don't deal with that file format yet. Anyway, and this is also not a class about image formats. Okay. Note that unlike directory and location sections, file sections can be used inside of the htaccess file. Okay. It's listed here. So that would allow you to modify how certain files are used inside of that, right? Files can also be inside of the directory directive or inside of a virtual host or in the root of the config. All right. Then there's files match. That's a regular expression. They even mentioned up here that, right, files match is preferred. And I think I would agree with that. And I would even say the same thing about directory. You know, it's pretty easy to miss the tilde, but you know what? I've been guilty of using it. So I can say maybe you should use the match all the time, but even I don't, right? So here is the guy that using file match, okay? This is the one that gets the images. They're doing it a little different. They have a dot plus, which means you have to have at least one. Dot means a character. And the plus means at least one of them. So you have to have at least one character followed by a dot. And then the GIF, JPE, JPEG, or JPG file, and a ping. Right? Dot plus ensures that the files named dot ping or dot GIF are not matched, right? They have to have one character before the dot. Could have more, but you have to have at least one. They didn't begin this with the caret. If they began this with the caret, it would have meant you could only have one character before the dot. The caret means the beginning of the match. The dollar sign means the end of the match, right? You can't have anything after dot PNG. So this guy, trying to figure out what it means. Okay, it's in a set, so I have a beginning. I'd have to think about this one. Because that's not a variable, but it kind of is. I'd have to look at, they're doing something special with regular expressions that aren't normal. And I'm not going to go there. And, right, and it's requiring that you be in a specific LDAP group, which means you'd had to configure Apache for LDAP authentication and a whole bunch of other stuff, but that's okay. Okay. Yeah, I love it. Why did they put this here? Unnamed back references are ignored. You name groups instead. Okay, I'm not going to care. Any questions? Okay, then there's the if containers. So if is pretty straightforward. Okay. You can, normally you're going to be looking at variables, sometimes not, okay? So it evaluates an expression at runtime and applies the directives if and only if the expression evaluates to true. And again, this can be done in the config, a virtual host, a directory, or in an htaccess file. Now, even though an if can be in an htaccess file, all the directives that you're going to put inside of an if must also be available in an htaccess file. You have to be careful there. Just because the if is allowed doesn't mean that directives you're going to try could be allowed. So this says it would match an HTTP 1.1 request without a host header. Okay, so this says doesn't have request host, so it didn't send a host header. Okay, and you can also use other comparators when you're building one of these ifs. Okay, right. Yeah, I'm not going to go into expressions. Most of the ifs you see are going to deal with, you're going to do if modules. Most of it, like this is just checking to say the query string has to kind of equal, all right, that has to have the word delete or commit on it. Plus, it has to have delete or commit equals anything, literally anything. And then it has to have ELMs at the end. Okay. So I don't know what they use it for, but they're just showing a crazy one. Most of the ifs you define a, you can also define a variable and then use it in if. Most of the time you look at if define for that. Okay. Right. So the directives inside of an if define will only occur if that test is true. So this is just going if define reverse proxy. So is there a variable that was defined called reverse proxy? And if there was, the directives inside of here would fire. So it would load two modules. Then it looks to see if it says if define use cache. And if you did, it would load a module. And if not, this whole piece right here would be ignored, right? If you did not have defined use cache, that's ignored. If you did have it defined, it would load another module, and then it would look to see if there's a memcache. And if there was a memcache, it would load that module. And if not, then it wouldn't load it. And then it would look to see if there was not a memcache. And if there wasn't, it would load module cache disk. Now that could have been done with an else. I take it back. If define doesn't have an else like the standard if does. So it seems kind of weird because anytime you have a variable like this that would have to be defined, you would be defining that variable, and then later on you'd be checking for it. Well, why the heck are you doing that? Well, it allows you to just comment out the definition for a variable and then have your Apache load differently. I don't really see much use for it, but they love it. They have some stuff that's going on in Apache that allows you to literally take the HTTP configuration file from one host and just copy it to another. And that host might be running a different version of Apache, might have different setups, etc. And it would modify how it operates based on variables that you might define or the version of Apache, etc. This is the one you see used quite a bit. It's if module, and then you give it the module file or identifier, or you can not it, okay? When they're showing syntax, anything in square brackets is optional. So if module, if this module exists, if this module does not exist, and right. So if this is a Unix system, if you've got the Unix daemon module loaded, then it's setting the Apache's user to daemon and group to daemon. That's usually necessary under Unix and Linux. Now you're just defining what user Apache is going to be running as. If we have the dir module, then they're setting the directory index to index.html. If we've got the log config module, then it's doing some log format. If we also have log.io, which also requires the log module, then they build another one, right? If the alias module is loaded, it sets a script alias for the CGI bin to the server CGI bin. The thing about this is then any connection to CGI bin from any virtual host will automatically go to the Apache CGI-bin or Apache 2.4 CGI-bin, right? Because I actually, Oh, we installed it. Oops. Come on, open up. Thank you. We installed Apache and Apache 2.4 off the root, or at least I did. And this is the CGI bin folder, right? So that directive would actually set it so that in any virtual host, trying to go into CGI bin ends up going to this location. Then it's looking for a CGID module, but it doesn't do anything there. Okay. They talk about another directive you could possibly set up. Then the MIME module, which allows Apache to understand file types. Okay. So they're going to tell it that the config file for MIME types is called MIME, a file called MIME.types. Then they're adding a couple files that in .capital Z are X compressed files. Files that in .gz or .tgz are XGZip files. And MIME types are beyond what we're doing today. Looks to see if you're running proxy, and if it is, it loads the proxy. It includes the proxy config from the extra folder. If we've got the SSL module loaded, then it include then it and I would normally indent these. Okay, but they're not doing it. Like they did it here. But for some reason, they're not doing it here. But I like indenting lines that are, or directives that are inside of a container. I think it makes it easier to see what's going on. Anyway, it loads that extra configuration file and then sets up the random seeds for startup and connect. Here's looking if you've got the HTTP2 module loaded. Okay, and that changes a little bit the behavior of Apache in order to deal with the HTTP 1.1 protocols and the HTTP2 protocols. Most people, okay, and that's it. That's what we've got. So if you've got a module loaded, those directives fire. Most of the times the directives that are in that if block are only pertain to that module. So if for some reason you didn't load the module, you don't want those directives to try and be executed by Apache because they only exist when the module is loaded. You know, most modules that you load give extra directives to Apache. So if version, sometimes you'll see it. So if the version is greater than or equal to 2.3, do these directives. Okay. So you can do a regular expression. Okay. There are two ways to write it. Of course there is. This or this version has the form / regular expression. The tilde version has the form regular expression. So if you're doing the equal or double equal, you need to include your regular expression inside of slashes. So they're doing an if version is equal, okay? Then there's a regular expression. If it's 2.4.0 through 4. So this would match 2.4.0 all the way up to 2.4.4. Here we're using the tilde instead of the equal, but they're doing a not equal. So this is 2.4.0 to 4. Well, that's a match. Okay. So without that exclamation mark, these two ways are the same way, would do the same thing. This would mean 2.4 point and then 0 through 4. But they turned this into a not. But you can see the difference. This has got an equal sign. And then the regular expression is in slashes, which is quite common, by the way, in the use of regular expressions. And then if you're using the tilde, then you just put the regular expression without the slashes. Any questions about ifs? Okay. Then there's location and location match. So directory matches a directory path, and files matches a file only, and location matches a URL. So if the location is /private1, they're going to look at the URL and see if you're in private1. Okay. Right. And so there's no trailing slash here. So it would match requests to /private1/private1/and/private1 and then some file. Okay. Right. It couldn't be /private1/other, which is a different place altogether, right? This is /private1, and then there's a file inside of it. It could also be folders, as deep as you want to be. When you put in a trailing slash, okay, then it stops. It has to be a folder. So this could actually be a file called private1, not a folder. And it would be a match. But if you put the slash on it, it's going to only match a folder. Okay. Right. In this case, /private2/private2other would not be. So what are you doing? Well, you're going to put directives based on a URL. Why you do it is completely up to you. Okay. They show one here. There's a module you can load so that Apache will show you server status, okay? And so in the URL, you're going to put /status to read that status and have it displayed to you. By the way, that folder doesn't even have to exist, but it has to be put in the URL when you're up on the location bar. And it sets the set handler to the server status module, and it requires they're requiring the host example.com. So you have to be coming from example.com. Require like this, by the way, is pretty rare because, right, to enable status requests, but allow them only from browsers at example.com. That doesn't mean you put example.com in the URL. That means that your machine is configured with an example.com name, and most machines aren't configured with internet names. Okay. Note about the slash. The character has special meaning depending on where in a URL it appears. People may be used to the behavior in the file system where multiple distinct slashes are frequently collapsed into a single slash. By the way, the same thing happens with backslashes on Windows. Right? In URL space, that's not necessarily true. Okay? If the directive merge slashes has been set to off, the location match directive in Red Hat version of location required explicitly specified multiple slashes if the slashes are not merged. So you could turn the merging off. Most people don't screw up, but you know, I've seen people do http://, and then they put in the server name that you're going to, and then they accidentally put 2 slashes after it, and then the name of the folder they're loading or something of that nature. Okay. Note that location allows the use of tilde, and then you have a regular expression. Okay, location match. Now you don't use that tilde, okay? And this one was for extra special data. So it could be a folder called extra or special and then slash data. So this would hold for extra slash data or special slash data. Here's the same one down here, extra or special plus slash data, right? Works the same way. There is just a little bit, there's, you know, do you see a difference between those two? Other than there isn't one, right? So there isn't anything special like there was when we did the tilde for files. The regular expression works slightly differently. Okay. So if the intent is that the UR must start with extra slash slash extra slash data, put the little caret in there to mean from the start. Otherwise, if I was in, you know, if I was in the Jim Martinson directory and then I went into extra data, that would still be a match. And then they're just showing again, they're requiring that you be in an LDAP group. So directory is giving, setting up directives, usually writes or whatever for Apache to do something with a directory in the file system. Files let you name specific files, but they could be any in any folder. So if you only want it to apply to a certain file in a certain folder, then put it in a location or possibly even a directory. And then location does it by URL. And then these you hardly ever see. Container for directives applied to the same managed domains. So M domain, sandbox example.org, your certificate of authority, okay, is this one. So you're telling it to go grab it from somewhere else. This is almost never used. I'm just, you know, there's no reason why you couldn't just copy the cert over to the other domain. That's usually what's done. But they added that later on. And then proxy and proxy match, I'm not going to spend any time with. It's not that common to run into proxy servers these days. Proxy servers are kind of like a internal firewall. So what happens is you get into, you know, grade schools, etc., right? They don't want their students to go wandering off to porn sites, not even by accident. You know, maybe they're you got somebody who's really getting into trucks and he tries something like he searches for hot rod trucks, and he's going to end up with a lot of links to porn sites. So they set up a proxy at that school, and then everything goes through the proxy server, okay? And you're not allowed to, they have a list of bad places, right? And this is just for doing it for resources you want to proxy. So, right, proxy for everything, it's required that your machine is coming from this network. So you put that in a school and a student comes in with their own device and they don't know how to rename their device, then they're not going to get anywhere, right? Because they're not going to come from the school's, one of the school's machines. Following example, process all files in the foo directory of example.com through the includes filter. Okay, so if you're going to this site and the foo filter, it's all going to go through the includes module. but we rarely do proxies. Proxy 100 continue. Whether the proxy should forward 100 continue exceptions to the original server. Okay. That's a whole different thing we're talking about. A proxy match does the same thing. And finally, the one that we're used to is virtual host, right? Where we set up different hosts. Anybody have any questions about the containers? All right. And then most of the other Apache directives, I would say all of them, are inline directives. Okay. They're just one-liners, so to speak. So let's take a look at mod alias. So mod alias provides mapping of different parts of the host system. This is the identifier. So I don't even want to, and then that's the source file, modalias.c, but so here's the load model directive, and it's looking in the model modules folder, but it's looking for modalias.so, not modalias.c. Well, this is a convention that they're using in for a lot of these now. Even on Linux or the Mac, if you install, the files actually end in SO. So this guy, the extension you have to take with a grain of salt. Under Windows, they used to be .dll. They had to end in .dll. But now they've changed it. And if I go out and look at my Apache 2.4 and my modules folder, I'll see all the different modules that you can selectively load with Apache. I don't even know what probably a third of these do. They're not necessarily all that useful, at least not too useful the way I'm using it. So they're loading mod alias. Okay. And then when you load mod alias over here, they'll list the directives that it gives you. So now Apache will understand an alias match, a redirect match, a redirect permanent, a redirect temp, a script alias, and a script alias match. And just like the other matches we saw, when you see the word match, it means it's going to use a regular expression. So it really gives us the ability to do aliases and redirects as well as a script alias, you know, and a little bit of variant with them, but that's about it. Okay. Alias and redirects occur in different contexts or processes like other directives, according to standard merging rules. When multiple alias or redirects occur in the same context, so in the same virtual host, say, they are processed in a particular order. First, all redirects are processed before aliases, and therefore a request to match a redirect or redirect match will never have aliases applied. What it means is, if you try to redirect a certain thing and you also try to do an alias for that certain thing, the alias will never happen. Because when the redirect is, it does a match, then the redirect happens and the alias is ignored. Also, they're processed in the order they appear in the configuration file, right? With the first match taking precedence. That's not always the case. You know, I could put in an options directive and then I put in another options directive with different options. It's the second options directive that's going to take effect. So when there are two or more of these directives apply to the same subpath, you must list the most specific path first. So in other words, if I did an alias for foo to go to gak, that would fire. If I wanted foo bar to go to baz, that would never happen if this alias was second, because foo would have already gone to gak. And then this guy probably would have been be seeing gak bar. Actually, it wouldn't. It wouldn't work at all. Aliases are, well, they're aliases. You don't actually see any change in the URL in the browser location bar. But we're going to talk about those later, right? So, right, they reversed. The foo guy would always match, and then this guy would be ignored. If alias, script alias, or redirect are used within a location, these directives will take precedence over any globally defined alias. Now that is a little different as well. So, you know, if I had aliases in the root of my config, and I do, I think, well, maybe I don't have any aliases, but I thought I did. Okay, that's loading the module. We could do an alias. They're doing a script alias, but I don't, there's no aliases running. Okay. So they didn't have any alias directives. We're going to talk about those in a minute. But they're saying if it's in a location container, it will override what you may have had globally. So then we take a look at the alias directive. Okay, I know I could have just scrolled down to get to it, but I like opening up clean in a new window. Okay, so maps URLs to a file system location. So it maps a URL that it's going to get in the location bar from the browser to a different path out in your file system. You can do that in the root configuration inside of a virtual host or inside of a directory. Okay. So this one set means if I'm going to slash image, instead, I will look at slash FTP pub image. So if the URL is trying to get slash image, it will go here. They build an alias for icons. They did that because one of the things that they did is they actually also did auto index. They included this in our config. Okay. And that sets up an alias for the icons folder to go to server root icons. And the reason they're doing that is when they build an index, well, first of all, I jumped right into that. Okay, fine. Hold on. Let me make sure Apache's running here. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. So when it does a directory index, which is allowed for localhost, these are icons that it's going to use. And you know, if I look at the inspect, right, it's going to, it's actually going to go to slash icon slash folder GIF for that one. Okay. And then that one's a different document. And that's another one to the folder GIF. And if I look at, you know, Apache, they have an icons folder. And in here, they have a whole bunch of icons. That's kind of interesting. But, right, so there's a whole bunch of what I consider really crappy icons. Right, where's folder? Right there. So then any directory index anywhere is going to use slash icons, and that alias allows it to actually go to where I have my icons. Okay, and then they allowed people to read the icons. Okay, so here they're looking at slash image, but they're actually going to get, they're going to look in this folder for what you want. Okay. Here they did a little different. If your location is slash image, then they do an alias. Okay, and I don't need the beginning one, because your location puts you there. Okay. Location match kind of works the same way. So most time I just see it as an alias. I rarely see it in a location. But you might. So what good is an alias? Let's go play and see. So I'm just going to go ahead and make an alias. So first of all, I need to get into DataWW, and then I'm going to go into test. Okay. And I have some stuff there already. In test one, I have, right, you're in the test one folder. In test two, I have you in the test two folder. So let's go to that URL. I'm going to use a different browser. All right, and I'm going to go into test one. And I can't see the stupid thing. So I'm going to do a configuration change to my Apache, because that's going to drive me nuts. So I'm going to add, I can't remember. Well, that's not useful, Jim. So let's find it. Do I have it open? No. Oh, I don't have it open anywhere. Well, I'm probably not going to be using you for a while. Okay. No, I don't want that. I don't want to do those. I'm looking in the wrong place. No, 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 no. Yeah, there's fancy index. There it is. All right. So I'm just going to add this, and I think it'll fix it. All right. I hope that's right. We'll find out, won't we? Go, Apache, go. That's not how it's done. Okay. I went and closed the browser like an idiot. Yeah. Index options. So what did I put? I have index options. Name with. It's not name, it's name with. Goomba. Yay. Okay. A lot of work for no real purpose other than. So now if I go into test and I go into one, right, I can see this. I'm in the data WW test one folder. Now I'm going to put an alias. So this is my URL. And remember, alias, right? Uses a URL to a file location. URL path to a file path. So I am going to go send us somewhere else. Okay. I'm going to send us into folder 2, which is this path. Okay. Now, I know that under in Windows, the backslashes work for file paths, but they do not work on any other operating system. All other operating systems in the world use a slash as the path separator, although there are a couple that allow you actually to configure the path separator, which I think is a little crazy, but you can. This should, if I go to the URL /test/1, I should end up here. So let's test that out. So this URL has /test/1 in it. Watch what happens when I reload. I'm seeing what's in the test 2 folder. The URL does not change, but it shows me something completely different. All Not only can I do that, but okay. That's not actually where my documents are. They're just being stupid. So it's in C, users, Jim, documents. I guess I can find out how to do that. I can go like this. Did it actually show the whole path for just for an instant? But right, that's actually where I am. And I don't actually need the C colon because I'm on the same drive, but I'm going to save that. And then I'm going to restart Apache again. And then I'm going to reload this. And this time I get forbidden. Is that because I screwed up? I don't think so. I think the reason that it's forbidden is because I aliased us to this folder. And we don't have any rights in that folder. Right? If I wanted to let people see that, I'm going to have to put in a directory directive. And I'm going to want to turn everything on, actually. All right, so now people can get to it. I'm not going to make it. Yeah, I am too. I have to. My brain will not let it sit there, not pretty. So, well, wait for Apache to start. Once Apache starts, I've now given Apache rights to show, and no, what did I do wrong? Let's look again. Test. One should go to C users Jim documents. So C colon slash users slash Jim slash documents. Does it need the slash? I'm going to put the slash there as well. Don't need you. Jim doesn't know how to write alias. Yeah, it needed the slash at the end. Okay. So now I'm showing the documents folder. I know when I opened up the documents folder, the only thing we saw in there was jimmartinson.txt, but these are actually there. They're just hidden. Okay. There's a desktop INI file that does some freaky things and loads some shells to show the desktop in a different way from other folders, right? Because the desktop is displayed differently. You know what, Jim? Who cares? Don't go running off on a tangent. All right. So that's what an alias is for. I could even go to, another directory or another drive if I had one. Okay, but the thing to remember is wherever you're going, make sure that there's a directory directive that is going to give people rights to that location. Any questions about an alias? Okay. I'm not going to go into alias match. It's just, again, using it uses regular expressions. Okay. And then there's the redirect directive. Redirect, you can give it a status number, but it's not required, and I rarely see it. And then a URL path to a URL. So it sends an external redirect asking the client to fetch a different URL. That means that Apache, in response to your asking for something on this URL, it says, no, go look at this URL. So now I'm going to take this guy and I'm going to do a redirect, okay? And I'm just going to, actually, I'm going to do the redirect down here. And I'm going to try setting up a redirect for test one. But this is a file path. What happens, and actually, let me fix this. I'm going to leave that one and test two. We'll now go to documents and I'll have test three go to test four. So let's go see how this works. I made configuration changes, so I have to restart Apache. So I'm in localhost, I'm gonna go to test, and I'm gonna click on, hey, where's one? Slash test one, show to go to slash test two slash. Still doesn't show up. But if I go up here and type O-N-E, which does exist, remember? Alias test one should go to test two. Oh, shoot. That's configured up here in this virtual host. So guess what I'm going to do to make my life easier? I'm taking all these aliases and redirects and put them in the test host. I could have go to my, okay, that's only gonna work for my stuff.local. But this is the only place that gives you access to test. Well, you know what? I'll fix that. I'll just give us rights to test all the time. All right. Reload. Okay, I still did an error. And now I'm getting a little confused about why I have an error. So How tough was it to keep that open for just a second? Thank you. Now, none of this matters. It's not an error. That's guys that worked. What the heck is going on here? All right. Make my life easier. Goodbye. Start up Apache. Go to test. I don't see one. And it's forbidden. Oh, shoot. Aliases, you dweeb. All right, aliases go to a file path, not to a directory. And so test one wasn't showing up because it's forbidden. And it's forbidden because I told it to go to slash test two. But on my C drive, I do not have a slash test folder. Right? It's inside a data W. I have a test folder. All right, let's get it going again. All right, if I go into test one, I'm actually showing things from the test two folder, right? And then I also configured it that test two should show documents, and it does. Now, here's something interesting, right? One showed me two, but if I tried to go into two, I see documents. So when one sent me to two, why didn't two send me to documents? Anybody have any idea why? Well, here's what's going to happen. I am going to take a break. Maybe. I can't. There we go. So we'll take 13 minutes. And, you know, that's going to bring us back at 10:35. But I'm going to leave this up as part of what we're going to see here. And so, where are you? You know, I'm going to have to change how much time we're taking off here. Oh, come on. I can't. Oh, yeah. I forget. It locks my mouse. So I want us to see those aliases and let you think about them. So there they are. And then I'm going to get the timer over here. And instead, we'll do this. So we'll come back at 10:40. So remember, one sent me to two, and two sends me to documents. So my question again was, why, when I went to one and it sent me to two, I didn't get sent to documents? I'll let you think about that. And I'm going to stop the recording, and I'll be back in 15 minutes or so.